Hey, I wanted to find out about that little house in there. I remember when I was a little kid living there by the big house. It's going. I remember, living by that.
Honey, you go in the living room now because we don't have any dishes for dinner.
What little house is that?
The one
in the orchard. Remember, we lived in an orchard, and that's when you shaved my hair off and all that kind of
stuff. Oh, that was that old chicken coop.
Oh, did he ever tell you about that, Marianne?
No, I didn't. I don't remember the details of that.
She didn't have no place to go. Margie got tired of living in that house down there.
Down where?
In the back bedroom of the old house.
Oh, you were living there.
Yeah, we stayed there. We had no place to go. You know.
Grandpa.
Was this when you were working on the highway up in the?
And then we got.
I just finished the highway. And come back home. And before I got the job with New York something. So Margie. Oh, we gotta move out of here. Sorry. What the hell? This old chicken. The old man had the chicken house. We wasn't using it. We had a nice tin roof on it, all fixed up nice.
They're beautiful.
I said, well, you don't use that? Oh, well, I said, well, I can hook the old tractor to it and drug it up to the by that old tank up there.
Yeah, I remember that.
I put a wooden floor in it, got of scraps and stuff, you know. Fixed her all up, put windows in it and everything. And we living in it for about, 6 months.
Then you
and I hooked up that pump, you know, to pump the water out of the old cistern, the old tank.
Yeah.
And so Margie, she pumped the water and she lived there. So I got a job in the New York company. So I took off and was working 5 days on. I fought 9 days on and 5 days off. I go over there for 9 days, then I come home and stay home for 5 days. So one day when I was over there, one time, about the second or third trip over, well, she meant, so I don't know how you get old Northy, who through who.
Why,
oh, Albert Northy, the guy that built the holsters?
Yeah, old Northy. You remember him?
Yeah, I worked for him for a couple of days, yeah.
Oh, Albert. Well, he had this house there. He built it, I don't know, for vacation period.
Wait a minute, come again. But first, he was going to tell us how he got cut his hair.
That's
Well, that was when we lived in that old house. And I don't know, maybe we lived in the house trailer.
No, he was living in that old
house. And I went took you down to the barber shop and got you a nice haircut. Boy, it looked beautiful. You got the scissors and you start cutting
now,
you cut her up about quite a ways.
You don't tell him right. He was sitting there cutting out the cat and jammer kids. And remember, he was just a little kid. You could cut him out so perfect. Even if he wasn't more than about 2 years old, you'd go around real easy and get the little lines just perfect. And you took the scissors and went right through your hair right like that.
Yeah, you made it look like a mess.
Like
I just gave him, I don't know, 6 bits or something.
And so your dad tried to cut it, and he made such
and
a mess.
I cut it, look, it still had that big old place down in there.
So he just took it and shaved it.
I just took the shave it off. I had no clippers, you know.
Airplane hat.
Yeah, and you wore
so
an airplane
hat. So you had this helmet, and you wore that.
And then do you remember?
You look like Kojak, when you're ahead of your time, you know.
Hey, do you remember the time you fell in the hole?
Yeah, I remember Holler.
Holler, and you wasn't even 2 years old, so you got a pretty good memory.
Remember that
hole? He was a little over a year old.
That was kind of something to stand out. When
I remember swinging in the house. You had a swing in the house, didn't you? In the chicken coop, wasn't there a swing?
Yeah, I had that little swing.
There was a swing right inside, I think. I remember swinging it.
Mm.
Yeah, a little swing that is set up there and you'd swing.
Okay, let me hear about how you got to Oildale.